欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
6.1
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has switched on the seatbelt sign. Please return immediately to your seats and fasten your seatbelts. Due to air turbulence, all in-flight service is suspended and will be resumed as soon as possible.
Himmel, can you bring your trolley back to the galley as quickly as possible and get it stored away securely?
Yes, but those people in row 20 haven't sat down yet.
What are they doing still standing around? Okay, I'll deal with that. Excuse me, can you sit down and fasten your seatbelts, please?
This lady's been hurt. She's bleeding.
What's happened? Hello? Are you all right? Can you hear me?
The overhead locker flew open with the turbulence and a laptop fell onto her head.I think she's unconscious.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. I'll deal with the lady now, sir. Please take your seat and strap in securely. Himmel, I need some help. Get the first aid kit immediately.
Okay. Jutta, can you secure my trolley for me, please? And call Ted to inform him we have a passenger with a head injury in Zone D and that Layla is dealing with it.
6.2 Is she travelling with you, sir?
No, I think she's alone. I haven't spoken to her, but I don't think she's travelling with anyone.
Hello? Hello? How are you feeling?
Oh, everything just went black.
Do you have any pain?
I'm a bit dizzy, that's all.
You've had a nasty bang on your head. How are you feeling?
Not too bad.
Would you like a glass of water?
Yes, that would be good.
You've got a small cut on your forehead. It doesn't look too serious, though. I'm going to clean up the wound and put a dressing over it. Do you feel well enough to sit up?
I'm fine.
Here is the first aid kit. How is she?
She's feeling all right. Thanks, Himmel. Can you get her a glass of water, please?
Yes, I'll get one.
I'm all right. I was a bit dizzy, but I'm fine now.
I'm glad you're feeling all right.Can you hold this compress against your forehead? The captain has switched on the seatbelt sign, so if you feel able to sit up, I could help you into your seat. I'll fasten your seatbelt for you and come back and check how you are in a few moments.
6.3
What's happened?
Are you all right?
Can you hear me?
How are you feeling?
Do you have any pain?
Do you feel well enough to sit up?
How is she?
Can you hold this compress against your forehead?
Can you get her a glass of water, please?
6.4
Hey, come quickly. There's a man back here. He's unconscious.
Okay. Where is he? Bilal, grab the oxygen and a defibrillator from the medical kit and get Sophia to call Anton to advise him of a medical emergency.
Okay.
Hello, Anton. This is Sophia here from Economy Cabin. We have a medical emergency on board.
Hello? Can you hear me?Are you travelling with this passenger?
I'm his wife. Oh my goodness. I think he's had a heart attack. He said he had a bit of indigestion, that was all. He stood up to go to the toilet and then he collapsed.
He's very grey. He's not breathing. Let's get him on the floor now. Oh, he's breathing again.Has this ever happened before?
No.
Bilal, help me get the mask over his head. Can you hear me? Please move away and return to your seats. He needs as much air as possible. Sit down, please. Thank you. Bilal, I think we're going to need a doctor. Can you make an announcement immediately? Is he on any medication?
Yes, he's a diabetic, so he has injections for that. Is he going to be all right?
Don't worry. We're taking care of him. How old is he?
63.
And in good health usually?
Yes, but he's been very tired recently.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there is a doctor on board, please make yourself known to a member of the crew immediately by pressing your call bell. Thank you.
I'm a doctor. What's the problem?
Oh, thank goodness.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for coming forward. This passenger is unconscious and he stopped breathing for a few seconds. We administered CPR for 2 minutes and he's breathing again, although his pulse is very weak and his breathing is shallow. We're just administering oxygen. Bilal, grab the oxygen. Get Sophia to call Anton. Help me get the mask over his head. Tell the captain. Make an announcement immediately.
So what is the situation with the passenger?
We have a doctor on board who is with the passenger at the moment. However, it's a very serious situation. The doctor has said the passenger is going into cardiac arrest and has requested the aircraft should divert to the nearest hospital urgently.
Right. You are absolutely certain?
Yes, Captain.
Is the passenger travelling with anybody else?
His wife is with him. She's naturally highly stressed and anxious.
Right. I need the passenger's details immediately. I'll contact ATC and make the necessary arrangements. And I'll be back in touch with you in a minute.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an important announcement. We have a serious medical situation on board and we need to divert to Mumbai, the nearest airport, as soon as possible. The flight attendants will now prepare the cabin for landing. I anticipate being on the ground within the next 15 minutes. After landing at Mumbai, you must remain on board the aircraft. I do apologize for any inconvenience this diversion may cause. However, I'd like to thank you for your cooperation and understanding. After landing at Mumbai, we will keep you regularly updated with our plans for your continued flight today. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is a doctor on board, please make yourself known to a member of the crew immediately by pressing your call bell. Thank you.
6.9
Collapsed. Checked. Stopped. Asked. Switched. Loosened. Happened. Resumed. Informed. Arrived. Closed. Remained. Administered. Suffered. Id. Wanted. Reported. Fainted. Needed. Decided. Assisted. Recommended.
6.10. 1.
Were you trained to be a good nurse?
One of the good things about the flight attendant training is the first aid training that people receive. It's absolutely second to none, and it's so specific and intensive training. So you're looking at least 5 days of first aid training, and we cover all sorts of things from fractures to hyperventilation to heart attacks and strokes. And we are taught how to deal with such a wide range of situations that can occur on board, you know, from giving birth on board to, you know, a nosebleed. So there are many different aspects of nursing training that flight attendants receive. And again, at the pre-flight briefing, that skills and knowledge that people have prior to their flight attendant role, if they've been a nurse in a previous job, then that all comes together at the pre-briefing. So as well as having, you know, excellent first aid training, should a situation arise on board, you've usually got one or two people who can actually use previous experience in addition to that.
Two.
Do you have a special medical crisis that you remember in particular?
Once I was working down in the back galley on a jumbo jet, and this gentleman came and sat on one of the crew seats. And at first I looked at him and he looked a little bit grey, and I was a little bit worried because he asked for a glass of water, and I noticed he was sweating profusely on his head. And I gave him the glass of water and carried on getting the food trolleys ready for the cabin crew. And as I manoeuvred a trolley around him, he just fell on the floor in front of me. And I recognised immediately that he was going into heart attack, partly because of his grey colour. I mean, he was so grey. And the sweating, you know, it should have really alerted me to this a minute or two earlier. But I was busy just getting the food trolleys, and I just thought he needed a glass of water. However, when he collapsed, I managed to get him into the recovery position and immediately went onto the interphone to call one of the stewardesses who had been a nurse in her previous job. She came down within seconds, and we managed to get the passenger onto the floor with an oxygen bottle, and she revived him. She was incredible. She was very calm and, you know, with the oxygen and just monitoring him, the colour returning to his face was quite spectacular. He went from grey to rosy red within 5 minutes. And we moved him into business class after that so that we could monitor him more carefully and just check that he wasn't getting, you know, sort of claustrophobic. We don't know what brought his heart attack on, but we were pleased that it was only a minor heart attack and he did make a full recovery.
Three.
What's your advice about medical incidents on board to flight attendants in their final phase of training?
I would say to flight attendants in training not to worry too much about in-flight incidents that may occur, because the training that they receive as flight attendants is very, very good. And on top of that, the ability and the skill within the flight attendant team is usually pretty high, so there will usually always be somebody on board working with you who has been in a nursing profession prior to the role. So advice to you as a flight attendant just starting out your career is to be calm, remember your training, and always remember to utilize the skills and ability of your fellow crew around you.